yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Williams. Today we're talking about fat, the good, the bad, the ugly. Well, what is fat? Well, fat is insulation in our body. It's our body's bank account. It's your body's protection from future starvation. Fat is put on because your brain is concerned that in the future you will not have enough nutrition to feed your body. So fat has multiple positives and multiple negatives. Well, let's talk about the positive fats first. First of all, when you go into puberty, whatever fat cells you have in your body, you will always have. You will never lose those fat cells. You can only gain fat cells. So in the areas of your body where you have the most fat cells is the areas that get the biggest when you gain weight and gets the smallest when you lose weight. What does that mean? Well, it means that you have fat stored in different areas of your body. And traditionally, fat stores about 80% of the toxins in your body. That's correct. Most of the toxins in your body is stored in fat because fat cells are voracious appetite. They love toxins. And so the more toxic you are, the bigger the fat cells gets. And as you get more toxic, your fat cells get bigger and bigger and bigger, and you gain inches. When you detox yourself, you get rid of the toxins, and when you get rid of the toxins, the fat cells shrink, and when the fat cells shrink, you lose inches, and when the fat cells shrink, you also lose fluids, so therefore you lose weight. So the truest way to lose weight is actually to reduce your fat cells. Now, fat is your body's largest endocrine organ, which means that the more fat you have, the more the fat controls your hormones. And if you have a lot of fat, it affects your estrogen, your testosterone, your progesterone, your growth hormone, because the fat cells take over control. It also secretes enzymes or hormones which regulate your appetite. So the more fat you have, the more regulation of how much you eat. So the more fat you have, the more hormones tell your body that when you're eating food, you haven't gotten full. Normally, the hormones tell you that you're full and it's time to stop eating. But the more fat you have in the body, the more your appetite increases and the more you eat. So fat causes a lot of problems. Number one, it stores it's a large endocrine organ. Number two, it is your body's protection. It's your body's insurance for you not being able to find food. It's a great energy source. As a matter of fact, fat has more calories than any other source in your body. Proteins have calories, but fat has 3 times as much calories as proteins. And fat has more calories than carbohydrates. So your fat is your richest source of energy. Fat is also a good insulation. So if you're out in the cold, and the more fat you have, the easier it is for you to stay warm. All right? Fat also helps with your skin. If you have a good source of fat, then your skin looks better and you don't get as crepey looking. It's like, for instance, when in your face, when you lose fat, you lose volume and your face becomes skinny and does not look as good. So if you look at most fat people, their faces look really good because their faces has good volume. And you'll find that, and with everything else, too much is just as bad as too little. So when you have too much fat, there's a problem. But if you have the right amount of fat, your body will look very, very good. All right? Fat also is very rich in stem cells. So we call, in our office, we call fat gold. Because that stem cell that comes from fat, we can use it to put anywhere in your body to help improve your body. So we can use the stem cells from fat to help regrow your hair, to make your face look better. We can use it in your breasts. We can use it in your joints. We can use it in your muscles, anywhere where you have pain. So fat cells is rich, very rich in stem cells. So fat is very good for you. But like anything else, too much is just as bad as too little. The more fat you have, the more estrogen your body produces. And in your body makes three types of estrogen. Estrogen 1, estrogen 2, and estrogen 3. Estrogen 1 is made by your fat. Estrogen 2 is made by your ovaries. And estrogen 3 is made from estrogen 2. Unfortunately, estrogen 1 made from the fat has a greater chance of causing you to become have cancer in the breast and problems like that, because estrone, which is estrogen 1, is more susceptible to doing that. So fat, as you get more fat, it becomes a bigger and bigger endocrine organ, and eventually it controls all your hormones. And so when you actually lose fat, you'll find that your hormones become better controlled and you actually do better energy-wise because your hormones are released, because the fat cells no longer suppress your testosterone, your growth hormone, your thyroid hormones, and those other hormones. So fat has many benefits, but it also has many negatives. Now, for those of you who have too little fat, then you have problems with energy and insulation. And for those of you who have too much fat, then you look, you don't look as attractive, or should I say that you just have bulges in different areas that causes a problem aesthetically. All right? So let's talk about how we control fat, how do we take care of it, how do we remove fat. You know, there's several ways that we look at to take care of fat. One is the HCG diet, which helps us reduce our fat burden. Other things is like pure liposuction or strawberry lipo or infrasonic liposuction. And, of course, there's your regular laser lipo. All of those affect your fat cells in different ways. Well, let's first talk about HCG. HCG is a hormone that's secreted from the placenta when you're pregnant. And, you know, your baby is a parasite. That's correct. It's a parasite growing in the female body. And as a parasite, the baby does not care about mom. In the 50s, they noticed that a lot of women in India who were malnourished were given birth to healthy babies, and they did not understand why. But the reason was that the HCG from the placenta protects the baby. It sends a signal to your brain that if the woman or man does not eat enough, bring in enough nutrition, the brain breaks down fat into energy for the baby. So when you're on an HCG diet and you eat a 500 calorie diet, you think that you are hungry, but no, actually the body breaks down up to 4,000 calories of fat per day. So essentially when you're on an HCG diet, you have 4,000 calories of fat being burnt every day, and you eat 500 calories. So you actually have about 4,500 calories circulating in your body when you do the HCG diet, as opposed to the typical person that eats between 2,000 and 3,000 calories a day. So actually, when you're on an HCG diet, you are more energized, but you also lose fat by shrinking the fat cells. And when you shrink the fat cells in HCD diet, you lose toxins. And when you lose toxins, your fat cells shrink. And when your fat cells shrink, you look better and you lose weight. So the HCD diet is one way of reducing your fat cells. Of course, another way of reducing your fat cells is to eat less. The less you eat, the less the fat cells grow. And so when you eat less, your body has to dip into its checking account, its savings account. And the savings account is fat. And so when you eat less, the body actually goes into fat and breaks down fat to produce energy to maintain your lifestyle. So eating less helps reduce your fat burden. Now, for those of you who don't want to do that, there are other ways to take care of your fat. Before I go on, I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to Fat, the Good, Bad, and Ugly. The number to phone in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. You can also call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center for more information at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, the number 29.com. So once again, we're talking about fat, the good, the bad, the ugly. Now, we already mentioned that fat has a number of good things about fat. Number one, it's rich in stem cells. Number two, it helps your skin look young and healthy. Number three, it is the largest endocrine organ. Number four, it's a good heat insulator. Number five, it's a great energy source. But it also is a source of toxins. It stores 80% of the toxins in your body. Now, we started talking about how to reduce your fat load. If your fat is too much or too little, there's a problem. When you have too little fat, you're too skinny. When you have too much fat, you are grossly obese, and it affects all your hormones. So reducing your fat load improves your hormones, improves your health, improves your heart, because your heart has to work a lot harder to move around someone who is 350 pounds as opposed to someone who is 150 pounds. So therefore, it really puts a strain on your heart, and it puts a strain on your entire body when you have too much fat. So now we're talking about ways to reduce your fat load. Pure liposuction is one way. Laser liposuction is another way. Now, laser liposuction, that's something that I do not do in my office, but laser liposuction, the problem with that is that it actually burns the fat. And when it does, two things happen. The fat releases toxins into your body. And if you release too many toxins into your body, it can cause a strain on your liver. And therefore, it can cause a strain on your entire body and make you very sick. All right. The second problem with laser lipo is that it destroys this fat, so therefore it destroys your stem cell. So if you needed your stem cells for other things, you couldn't do it with laser lipo. Now, I prefer pure liposuction. With pure liposuction, what we do is you can do it manually. And basically, pure liposuction, what we do is we do it under local anesthesia. And for that, we use something called tumescent fluid. This tumescent fluid is like putting normal saline mixed with lidocaine and bicarb under your skin into your fat. And this numbs your fat. And then we take a cannula, and then we go in and we pull the fat cells out. What's nice about that is that you, the patient's awake and they're aware of what's going on. And you can sculpt very nicely because you know exactly where you're going and how you're doing it. And there's no downtime. Usually after a liposuction, you take it easy for one day, and then the day after that, you go back to work. So liposuction is really good, and you can use liposuction, natural liposuction, to almost any area of the body. You can use it to your abdomen, your back, your thighs, your hips, your legs, your arms, your neck. You can do it any of those areas, and the results is very good. All right, but it takes a long time, and it is very hard because the person that's doing the procedure gets tired if you have a lot of fat, and he cannot do as much because of all the work goes involved in it. So that is pure liposuction. Now, we also have something called strawberry lipo. And strawberry lipo is similar to laser lipo, except that it is done without putting a hole in your skin, without tumescent fluid, without putting a catheter into your body. The strawberry lipo, you put a band around the area where you want to get rid of the fat, and the low-level laser penetrates the skin into the fat cells, and it ruptures the fat cells membrane, which releases the toxins into your body. So this procedure, because it releases the toxins from the fat cells, you cannot do more than maybe 20 minutes at a time. And so the toxins that are released, we help it go into the lymphatics, and then that goes to the liver, and the body helps to get rid of it. So with the strawberry liposuction, this needs to be done in phases. So you can come in and get 2 or 3 treatments per week. And then in about a month's time, you would have lost about 15 to 25 pounds, and you will definitely look better because you would have lost a lot of fat. Now, this is good because you're actually going to decrease the number of fat cells in your body. And when you do that, you will lose inches. You'll look better. Each time you do the procedure, about 20 minutes, you're going to lose weight. And it's a very relaxing procedure. It's like someone putting a warm blanket on you, and you just lie down there, you go to sleep, and 10 minutes later, they come in and they move it to a different area, and then you do a second area. And so that's a strawberry liposuction. And so typically a treatment is maybe 8 to 10 treatments for about 20 minutes each over about a month, 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. And you will lose weight and you lose inches. That's the strawberry liposuction. Then we have something called the infrasonic liposuction. And what's nice about this procedure is that it is like pure liposuction, except that the cannula that we use vibrates. And it vibrates, and by vibrating, it actually breaks up the fat cells and brings the fats into the cannula and into the collection thing, and the fat is in a much finer, smaller proportion that comes out. It's a lot quicker than pure liposuction. So you can do a larger area, and it's more efficient, so it's not as hard, and it takes a lot less time. What's really nice about the infrasonic liposuction is that the fibers, when it vibrates, it actually prevents any pain sensation from escaping. It actually makes you feel like you want to laugh, and it sort of tickles you. And you'll see that the patients, when they get the procedure done, they try to stifle their their lives and stuff like that, because it's a little bit like being tickled to death, basically. And so the procedure is pretty much painless, and it's well tolerable, and we could actually do a larger area with it in a lot less time. And because of that, it's a lot easier to do for both the person doing the procedure and as well as the person that's getting the procedure done. Once again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You'll listen to Fat, the Good, the Bad, the Ugly. The number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. So we're talking about fat, the good, the bad, the ugly. And right now we're talking about infrasonic liposuction or tickle liposuction. Because it is less time consuming and you could actually do more in a treatment, it makes it easier for us. And because of that, the cost is a lot less expensive than liposuction. Traditionally, the cost may be as much as 50% less than liposuction, and you get a better treatment because the vibrating cannula that we use helps you break the fat up and bring the fat out your body. And what's nice about this catheter is that if the catheter comes up on muscle or skin or tendons, it stops vibrating. So it will only take out the fat that you have, and you can actually see the difference. You can actually get off the table and see that you've lost a couple sizes in your waist, or several sizes in your waist when you get off the table. And what's really nice about it, because it actually reduces the pain that you feel, we don't need to give you as much pain medication. And therefore, you can actually go back to work next day, which is really, really nice. So if you want some more information about pure liposuction, strawberry lipo, or infrasonic liposuction or tickle liposuction, you can call our office and we can talk to you about it. But we are really, really excited about all the different ways we can do it. The strawberry lipo, like the tickle, is also painless, and it is about more than 50% less than it would for you to get a pure liposuction. So there is ways to do things a little more efficiently with less time, and you will do so much better with it. So, fat, the good, the bad, and ugly. Fat is good. Fat is bad. And anyone that looks really good, they have a good portion of fat, because fat is protective. Fat is your energy source. It is your savings account in your bank. It is good for insulating you against the cold. It is a great source of stem cells. It helps your skin get a good turgor, good feel to it, good sponginess to it, which is what you want. Fat also produces stem cells, which is very, very important, and we call it gold because it is gold. It can be used for so many things, and it definitely, as stem cells, it is priceless. But for those of you who want to get rid of your fat, we can help you. We can take the fat out of you. We can put the fat into your face if you need some volume in your face. We can put some fat into your buttocks if you need some volume in your derriere. We can move it around. We can spin it down, take the stem cells out of it, or we can just discard it. Depends on what you need done. Right? We could also use it for orthopedic problems. If you have pain to your knees or your joints or your shoulders, we can also use that. We can also use the stem cells from the fat for the proper shot for the men. And also, when we do the Gaines procedure, we can also use this fat to enhance the male genitalia. All right, so we can use all that, and not only just enhance the male genitalia, it means enhance the function of the male genitalia, and also the size of the male genitalia with the fat from these procedures. So fat is good and bad. We love it both ways. This is Dr. Vernon Williams, 210-559-5959. Or at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or you can reach us on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You all have a great, great weekend, and I will catch you all next week. Don't forget, you can tickle your fat away, or you can do strawberries and cream to get your fat away, or you can lipo it.